captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys trip.
There is no Lyle Omalao this week, but we do have Chris.
I'm Chris, bitch!
Hope you enjoy.
Have we talked about the rap beef?
What beef?
The
Eminem?
The Eminem and the Machine.
Oh, Eminem came at everybody. Did we talk about that?
We talked about...
A little bit. When Eminem first sent the shots.
About him releasing the album.
And everyone he came after. He came after... Joe Budden, he came after MGK, he came after
Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah,
I saw you was rooting Joe Budden on his podcast thing when he was.
Oh nah, he went in. If you don't listen to the Joe Budden podcast, it's available exclusively on Spotify now, and he went in.
you think he was a better rapper? Do you agree with his point? Whatever he said
in the last ten years? Absolutely,
100%.
I mean. Eminem, okay, up to 2004 or 5, but that's when Joe Budden started taking off. So, in the last 10, 12
years.
You consider
Joe Budden taking off? Musically?
Lyrically.
Lyrically.
We talking about beefing with people? He could get him.
Bars.
Who did he beat that? He lost the game? He lost the...
That's debatable.
He lost.
I don't know about that.
Nah, he lost. Man.
To game?
To game.
Nah,
he lost.
No, I'm saying I don't think he lost the game.
I don't think he lost the game. And it was 5-on-1. I mean, they all making songs about him.
Ooh.
I mean, he had the whole G Unit against him.
It was
G Unit.
I thought it was right after G Unit.
Nah, that was in height of G Unit.
Yeah.
It must have been in the middle of it because they were trading shots for a while. At one point, it wasn't G Unit no more. Game was. Like,
it was Game and him, but I think he was picking it up because Joe Budden offended someone else, and Game, being the young dude in G Unit, was like, "I'll go get him," because Joe Budden talks a lot of shit. He always been that way. So it was Game. It's a lot of beats he been in, but in terms of that type of music, I think he could get him.
Who else he beat?
Drake. I mean, Drake didn't respond, but if you listen to his songs about Drake,
he
destroyed Drake.
He gave him a little ether.
I mean, it gotta be a beef, a battle though. So I don't count with nobody.
With no one.
So
well, that speaks to how good lyrically he is, and I guess they don't want to beef with him.
Yeah.
Like, he's throwing shots at quite a few rappers.
I mean, it was a while ago. Prodigy from Mobb Deep. I mean, he beat him, but I don't think that was that hard. I don't want to, Saigon. It's a bunch of old mixtape dudes he used to go back and forth with, but, yeah, Drake wouldn't respond. Like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of times people, when they're that big, they're not going to respond. You're not going to get a beef with Drake.
Especially when they know that they're going to make money regardless of whether they battle you or not.
Okay. Yeah.
Put a diss song about you or not.
Yeah, exactly. But, since 2005 or 6, I would say Joe Budden has been better than Eminem. Because Eminem, he hasn't really said anything. Like Joe Budden said, he hasn't really...
He's not
his content, he's just lyrical miracle, you know?
But see, that's the thing. Like, why does everything have to be conscious rap? I heard that.
No,
too.
Not conscious. No.
Or
content, though.
But it don't have to. But see, that's
I don't
thing.
Want
to
hear people just rappity-rappity.
But that's the thing.
Hippity-hoppity, hip-hop, the
beat. I don't want to hear Eminem. I don't want to hear Eminem do that.
But listen, you also don't have to listen to that person, too. So if that person's selling out mad records, apparently that's what's working for them.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I don't like Tekashi 6ix9ine. I think he's whack.
Yeah.
And he just yells in the mic all day. But, man, people want to hear that shit. So when they want to hear that loud, harsh,
but he's good at that though. Like, he's good at that loud, harsh, crazy. Yeah. Like, Eminem is not good at, like,
and he does he's always done. He's a lyrical genius. It don't really have to have a message or a point. And nobody's really does. I mean, I can name a handful of guys that mainstream, at least. I don't listen to everybody, but
his best music had a point, Eminem, though. Like, when he was at his best, it was like clean out my closet type stuff. Like, he had a subject. Now, it wasn't just, you know, I mean, he did stupid shit like, my bum is on your face or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The Tom Green type.
Where he's
wear the Superman thing. He got stupid sometimes, but, like, I don't know, man.
But at this point, when you get I think when you make so much music, you start to run dry of things that talk about
your
past.
Yeah, people get like, just like Jay-Z. Like getting washed up.
Jay-Z now is not rapping about the same thing Jay-Z came up.
But he still has content. 444 was great content.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was an autobiographical thing about his overall life. Where he was, where it came to, where he's at now, and sort of how he got to the point and what you could do to do it for it. But, I mean, look at the album before that.
What one?
Exactly.
Magna Carta.
What the hell was that about?
I never get bored with I never get bored with his verses though. I never get bored with his verses. Like he always gives me something to think about. Something. Not even think about. I'm not saying it has to be conscious. Some people aren't conscious and I like their music. They just but Eminem is just like
word, but I meant to say content.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. But he just rhymes words a lot of times.
I think he really set the bar too high. And then
like, with his early stuff?
Yeah, because his early stuff was really good. Like that Stan shit, that's one of the best songs.
Stan, yeah.
He was under the major influence of drugs at that time.
Yeah.
And that's like now gone.
I mean, I'm not
going to... You go to deeper depths when you're... That's why a lot of people, like a lot of artists, get so fucked up. We was talking about that Bobby Brown shit.
Yeah.
But them niggas were doing that at the height of their career. I mean, it eventually takes a toll on you in your personal life.
Yeah.
Musically, some of the greatest shit that we've ever heard is because niggas was so fucked up and it took their mind to a place where that's where they can get that shit from.
That's true.
Yeah, that's like, true. I don't like, it's bad to say, but I don't like sober Kid Cudi.
Like, I don't like sober a lot of people.
Drug. Drug. High off of his rocker, Kid Cudi was so much better. Like, his music was 10 times better than his sober stuff.
I mean, that's... I'm talking about Joe Budden. That's him. Like, when he was on pills, his music was so much better. When he got off pills, I was like, it's a little... Overthinking it, man. You're overthinking it. But on pills, people just let it fly.
Yeah. He just was never my... That's another guy I always told you I never liked.
Yeah.
Even from the Pump It Up days. I never liked him.
Bro, you didn't like Pump It Up?
Nah.
Pump It Up was a good single.
You know why I don't like it? Because I played Madden and they had that in Madden, whatever it came out.
Another thing.
Yeah,
and they wore it out.
That was a single that was supposed to be catchy, but the verses, he's actually talking about stuff. Like, he's actually... Yeah. In the verses, it's still lyrical. Yeah, in the verses, he's talking about...
I was never a fan. I don't know.
From Jersey, though.
I ain't from Jersey. I'm from New York.
I mean, you lived here, though. Like,
when Pump It Up came out, you had been here like 6 months. Yeah. That was like when you first got here.
So you were still,
he wasn't.
I just still had New York State of mind. Okay.
I definitely think he could eat. Right now, he could get Eminem right now. I don't think that's
even. Nah.
I mean, I hope it happens, but his rant got him, man. The rant, I was like, shit, let's make this into a song.
I'll take the rant.
Both of them, at their best, even Joe Budden, because he's obviously not as best as his height of his career. At their best, who wins?
Eminem. At their best?
Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem would beat him. He wouldn't destroy him. But that's like taking 2002 Eminem.
That's like 98 to 2002, 2003 Eminem.
And then we're putting him against like 2007-08 Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Eminem would edge him out, but it would be close.
Yeah, don't say edge him out when it comes to those. That's kind of...
Nah, it'd be close.
You think it would be close? Okay.
I'd give it to that. Yeah, but...
I just...
Yeah,
I heard that.
You heard Machine Gun Kelly?
I thought that was a good song.
He had good presence. I mean, if you actually read the lyrics and stuff, it's not that impressive. But the whole vibe of it, and everything, the way he just kind of clowned him and made fun of his hoodies and his...
But and his you know what the funny thing is? It's not. I didn't even look at it as disrespectful at all. It was just a diss song. But it wasn't a lot of dissing. Because it's like the shit that he said.
Yeah.
Is a lot of stuff that Eminem already said that we already know, or he said about himself.
Yeah.
So it was almost like the remember the battle at the end of 8 Mile and shit.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that. It's like, all right, he's kind of just playing with it though, playing with him, toying with him, joking with him and shit. So I didn't really look at it as like a huge disrespectful diss song, but it was like catchy. It was good.
Yeah.
So I mean, I like.
Yeah, it. Yeah. It sounded good. Like I actually listened to the song a bunch of times. I was like, yo, it's you know. But
it was decent. I thought it was real good.
But he, I don't know why he had to call him the GOAT twice. He called him the GOAT twice in the
That's
this.
What I'm saying. He gave a I'm lot like, of compliments yo, in there.
Yeah, and so like, who considers him the GOAT, really? Like, calm down. He's not better than Jay-Z. I'm not about to even...
I don't think...
He's not better than Nas. Put him...
No, I'm not... He's not in my top 10, but that's me personally. I know a lot of people he's in the top 10.
All right, when you put it like in your top, and then when you put in like overall, how the industry view him, do you put, if the industry top 10, is he in the
top 10? He's top two with the industry.
All right.
He sold all those records.
Yeah, like it's like Joe Budden's not my personal.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure he'd be in your top 10.
Yeah, yeah, he'd be in my top 10.
He wouldn't even be in my my top, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay. I mean, he. It's like a couple albums. He had real good content. The whole rest of his career, I'm like, oh, what are you really like? You're rhyming words. You're great. No one can rap better than him to me.
Like you're like, great at what you do, but you're not given the same substance that you were given on like Slim Shady LP.
Telling stories and stuff like actually being cohesive, not just you know lyrical miracle. All of that stuff.
I see that's your new go-to.
Yeah, lyrical.
Is that something that Joe Budden said?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. Someone said it. But there's no better way to say it, though. There's no better way. Like, lyrical miracle. Like,
Nah, I
feel you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
I'm surprised he ain't respond back yet, though.
I don't think he will. He's not gonna respond. There's no point.
Because I don't think he really cares.
He probably already did his numbers. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, and once he respond, I mean, is he gonna respond? Then all right, who are you gonna respond to? He's gonna respond to all of them because a bunch of them are gonna come back at him with something. Yeah. Not Lil Yachty, people like that.
No. I don't think he's
another one of them.
He's not putting on these tracks ever.
Whatever you can say about me really don't matter.
I don't know if he can diss someone. Can he? Like, how would he do it?
That's content. He doesn't have that.
Yeah, he has zero content. You're right.
He's not giving you bars like that.
Yeah,
I would be curious to see Tyler the Creator put out a diss track for Eminem.
I don't even know enough about him, honestly.
Bro,
he's just a weird guy.
Nah, don't.
He the one with the TV show?
Not anymore.
But he had a Viceland show, right?
Yeah, it was whack.
Okay, yeah, I remember him. He can rap?
Yeah, you might want to check his catalog. Okay. His recent catalog.
I'll check him.
Like his last album, that was fire. And then he put out a song like a couple weeks ago with ASAP Rocky, also fire. And then he puts out like mad. He produces too, so he puts out like funky beats, and shit. Okay. I would recommend you give it a listen. Actually, shit. I remember I told you to listen to his album. You were like, "Yo, what's a good album to listen to when you take a bubble bath?"
And it was his.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah,
I didn't do it. Yeah.
Last week. Fucking that Bobby Brown shit came out.
That biopic, right?
Yeah.
Look at BET trying to show the world how the biopic is done.
It was alright.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been horrible, but they did their thing. I mean, at least they kept the same people from the
movie. Yeah, that was smart. That was smart shit.
Exactly.
Yo, his wife after Whitney. Yo. She was bad.
In the movie?
Yeah. I can't tell you what she looks like in real life, but in that movie, she was... Yeah. They blessed that character.
That's true. But, yeah, man, that shit... Shout out to Bobby Brown. I didn't know he was out there getting it like that.
Yo, he was...
Janet Jackson,
yo,
that was a surprise.
He was with Janet Jackson?
You didn't see the movie?
Nah, I missed it.
Oh, my God.
The biopic? It came out this week?
Yeah, it came out.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah, he pulled those cheeks like
he's fucking.
He might
Janet.
Be. He might.
It's true story though.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
We might have to. I might have to reclaim him. Goat. Like he might be a goat now. Go to the '90s. He was. Damn.
He was Chris Brown in them back then.
If he would have pulled J Lo, he would have been the goat of all time.
He pulled J Lo.
If he did.
Yeah.
The golden child.
Yeah. Like no one's touching Bobby Brown.
And then you could see how much drugs.
Yo, he had mad cocaine. Like, damn.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
They did crack too.
They wouldn't do that and stay in the house and lock themselves up and just get high all fucking day.
Wow.
Like, you don't usually hear about rich people
doing crack.
Nah.
It's usually just cocaine. Mm-hmm. But there was a scene where he was cooking up the crack. I'm like, yo, you're too rich for this. Like, well, why don't you just snort cocaine?
I'm just trying to
like,
keep it real.
Smoke some weed.
I didn't understand that one. But yo, they made Whitney Houston looked like a crack addict, like in certain in certain parts of that movie, like he looked like a crack addict.
Was it
like
was it part, a good
like the part when he fell when he yo glass, she did him dirty. So he fell, he was walking. I forgot you even said. So he was walking. He had a cup in his hand and just like caught a seizure and shit and passed the fuck out.
I think
he breaks the glass on the table, right? Yeah. So she comes upstairs. He passed out. She comes upstairs. She sees him and I guess she's so high, so fucked up. She's not even paying any mind to it. Like, she just looks at him like, get up, Bobby. Get up, Bobby. Get up.
So then she snatches the drugs out of his hand. It goes right back down. And she's like, all right, I guess I'm going to start without you. What? All right, but in her defense, she did put two fingers in front of his nose and
said, make sure he was living.
But besides that, she wasn't really checking for him.
Damn. Because he still felt like he could have had a concussion.
The glass was broken shit. Like, yeah. And she completely ignored that and thought he was kidding.
Wow.
That shit was hilarious. Had me cracking up.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, there's a couple times in that movie where Whitney Houston looks like a crackhead. Like they played. Yeah. I didn't know it was that bad.
Wow.
The only time she sounded like or even made me think it was Whitney was when she kept saying his name.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly how she would say, yeah. Hey, Bobby, Bobby,
Bobby,
Bobby, Bobby,
Bobby.
Come on, Bobby. No, Bobby.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? But yeah, it was solid. You know, decent.
It was some BET shit, so it had to be more than one day. Like, they weren't going to just give you a 2-hour biopic.
So, how long was it total?
Like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So like 3 hours?
And it was two. Yeah. And I guess you take away commercials and all that, it'd probably be like 2 hours.
Yeah. On the. It was like 6:30 to 9 on the second day, and then 9 to 11:30. But, yeah, I guess without commercials, it was probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
They're saying Bobby Brown's sister's mad at the biopic. I was trying to find out if he was involved in it or if they just he's involved, right?
Yeah.
So she's mad at them and at him. Why did you let them make Whitney look so bad? That's what Bobby Brown's sister's saying.
But you know what's to him. The funny thing is, even when they made her biopic, that trash of a biopic that we've seen on
Lifetime,
that
shit was trash.
They made her look worse.
That was terrible.
Was that made after she died?
Yeah.
That was after she died, okay.
But both of them showed that, both movies, the one thing I will say that's consistent in both was that it showed she already was into the drug shit before he even came around.
It's not his fault, like a lot of people think.
That's the only consistent thing I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that she was doing the shit. Like, they made it kind of corny, though, in his version. Because I remember it was in one part, I won't say why I can't remember, but in one part, I think when he walked in the door, right? Cause that's kind of like stupid to say why, and then it's like the same shit. But he walks through the door, and he's like, "Yeah, I do cocaine," like or something like that. She just blurted out like, "That don't look real." Like, who says, "Yeah, I do cocaine"?
To the camera or just to him?
No, to him. He just walked in on the room. I forgot what happened or what they were doing.
Oh, they were like when they met each other.
They were sitting in the room or something like that. He walks through the door, and then she was like sitting on the bed or something like that. And then I guess he surprised her, and she had the shit out, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I do cocaine."
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I feel like it wasn't that chill.
Who does that? Like, yeah, I do coke.
Yeah,
the coke. It's not like you smoke cigarettes or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't nonchalantly do cocaine. Like, you do that with a purpose.
Said, yeah, I do coke.
Yeah.
But if he's part of it, that gives it more credibility to me, too. If he's involved in this, saying what it said, like, okay, he might make someone look a little worse, but it's going to be pretty accurate if it's him involved.
Because that's how they did the New Edition one. They were all a part of that one, so they had input, and it was, you know, those guys are still living, so you might as well take from them to make the most accurate biopic. I feel like the best biopics are ones that stay close to what really happened.
Yeah.
Because that Tupac shit was horrible, too.
I heard it was bad. I didn't bother to see it.
They did a lot of shit that didn't happen. I saw that shit on HBO, and I'm like, this is the worst thing I ever saw in my life. It made Love & Hip Hop look real.
Damn.
All those storylines were real. Like, that shit was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, they took a lot of stuff out. It was all over the place. You know.
But the NWA one was good because they were involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like when they do a biopic and they stay close to what the person's story was about, or use people that were involved in their life, if they're alive still, use them.
Yeah.
Use people that were close to them so that they could give accurate detail of the story.
Especially when they're such an iconic figure. When you start doing other bullshit, people just don't give a fuck. It's just like, I mean, it's just whack.
Yeah.
There's no other way I can explain it. Like, you have a legend and you gonna fuck their whole life up by putting your own shit in there just to make it more of a drama.
Yeah, so adding really, stuff into it. Yeah,
life was a drama on its own. You don't really need to add.
You need to make up, yeah, especially not what you're doing, Bobby Brown. Like, yeah, you need to add something to Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His life was a story on its own. So, and I would look through the You know, you gotta look on Instagram when shit popping up, or even Facebook when those biopics come out because everybody's talking on it. So like they were talking about somebody, I guess it was when the Janet Jackson shit happened. Mm-hmm. And they saw that scene and people were like, oh man, it's fucked up. Why would they make a story about, you know, a biopic about Bobby Brown when he, so many negative things happened in his life. But Janet Jackson being an iconic legend, why didn't they make a biopic about her? And for one thing, I thought was like, because she's boring. Mm-hmm. She's a great entertainer. Great at what she did. She's a legend. Yeah. But her life is really boring. I mean, her personal life, what do we know other than she dated Jermaine Dupri?
I was going to say, yeah. Like, even in the Jackson 5 movie, like, she was pretty boring. Yeah. They didn't have much for her character.
Exactly.
She got upset that they were on tour. Like, that was
the layers to that story. Yeah. But everybody wants, like, what's a better biopic? A drama, something that has, like, all those controversies in it, or some bland-ass shit about somebody who had a great life? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Let's just be real. Like, who gonna really put a lot of money or even effort into seeing that type of, you know, picture?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, so.
I bet you that X guy gets a biopic.
The who?
XXXTentacion.
Right. He'll probably get one.
He will.
I think he will. And it'll probably be better than that Tupac shit, too.
Yeah, most likely.
He was all the niggas that really killed him and everything.
Trippy Red.
That's what they've been saying.
Trippy Red?
That's the only person I know that he knows. I'm not familiar with his affiliates.
Yeah. I really didn't even listen to his music. Like, I learned a little bit about him before he killed this shit. And I was like, oh, okay, that guy. I just never could pronounce his name. Yeah. So he was always that
Triple
guy.
X.
Yeah. I thought
it was like an emphasis, like the word was extension, but an emphasis on X.
Yeah.
It's like, extension.
I thought he did porn, honestly.
Like, right. Man, I mean, if you search see his name,
on, yeah, if you yeah.
Search his
like,
name on Google, yeah. Porn sites just kept coming up. Yeah, like,
Spanish porn, pretty much. That's what it is.
He probably took some porn star's name. He probably, like, it was probably already a porn star with that name, and he just came in and just messed up dude's career. Like,
damn, he's probably doing. He did better than that guy. I don't even know.
Yeah. Speaking of, I was a big fan of I was a big fan of Triple X. I didn't listen to his music that much because it was depressing. It was kind of depressing. Like, it doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah, down shit.
Like, but it was real. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it was real good music. I was like, yo, he's one of the most talented out there.
And it's funny but you say that because I didn't really listen to his music because I didn't know who he was. And he doesn't really have a sound that, like, he doesn't sound like a person that stands out.
Yeah.
Like, you know who Meek Mill is when you hear him. You know who Drake is, Jay-Z.
Yeah,
his voice is just kind of like stays in the middle.
Yeah, and it's all and his music is all over the place. Some of it sounds like hip hop, some sounds like rock. Like, it's all over the place. Like, so
that one song that they're playing right now on the radio, I didn't know it was his, and I always was like,
what song?
I don't know. I don't know the name of
the
it.
The name
either.
Of it still,
but it's hot. It's the one that's only on the radio.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, okay.
How'd it go?
His songs they all sound so different. Like, some of them you can't even play on the radio because they're so like.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that shit is
hot. He's singing on the chorus. That's like the best description I can give you.
Is he rapping it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, does he?
He doesn't really even rap. Sometimes he just talks.
Yeah.
He just talks on tracks. Yeah, but
it was a good song.
Whatever, I don't know who made the beats, whatever, his music was always good to me.